Balance in all things. No wars. Men and women in balance. A better world. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you Thought for Today. Balance in all things. No wars. Men and women. Balance for a better world. How do we look at our life? How do we look at our world? How do we look at who and what we are? Just the physiological balance of men and women on the face of the earth, according to the divine design, where there are, so to speak, equal men and equal women, brings about a better world. Scientific studies have been done, and they have checked on times when there were no wars, times when there was a balance of men and women on the face of the earth, and the families were sort of recycling themselves. The men and women were living harmonious relationships. The men and women found that it was a joy to raise their families. The women enjoyed staying at home and taking care of the family. But now we come to a different world. Now we come to a different time. We come to a time where people feel that women should get out and work and that men should do whatever they do and so forth. But that is coming into a change right at this moment. The scientists report that for the next 25 years, quite likely, there will be an equilibrium or a balance in the attitude of men and women on the face of the earth. There will be women who want to have homes and families, and men who want to take care of them. There will be less violence, there will be less unhappiness, there will be less of a feeling where they want wars. The violence of wars and the attitude of wars will be reduced greatly. And this is just something that's worked out according to the plan of how men and women react and how they live. Now, we go through cycles where we have the baby boom and we have all sorts of things where the whole focus of the family is out of order. And when the focus of the family is out of order, then the focus of the harmony of the world, the balance of the world, is out of order. It seems like this is too simplistic an idea, too simple a thought, that it should not be so easy to be seen, but yet it is seen, and it was seen, and it has been seen by philosophers and by scientists and by people who have studied these things over the years. They've made records of this, what happens during wartime, what happens after wartime, and what happens when all the men are taken away from the family and the women are responsible to take over more of the men's roles in the daily life. They've studied these things and they've known these things and they've understood these things and they've thought to themselves, my goodness, what an interesting report we have here. What an interesting idea that says to us, when the balance of men and women are more normal, more equal, the families are more harmonious, less violence in the world, less war, less conflict, less people trying to get after other people. Throughout the world, this harmony takes place. Throughout the world, this harmony is intact and in force and in action. It's not something we do, so to speak, purposefully. It's something that just is sort of a cleansing act where the harmony of the family comes back into balance. And the harmony of the family comes back into balance, and all the people, all the families in the world start having the old values that they once had, where the home is the home. The father is a father, and the mother is a mother, and the children are the children, and they work harmoniously. Now, we have the understanding that the brilliance of ourselves and our children is far greater than we give it credit for. The brilliance for all in our life is far more wonderful than we have ever realized. But the balance is in all things, and it is there. There are no wars. Is there a time where there were no wars? Well, they like to say every 20 years a war comes up, a major war that affects all the world. That doesn't have to be. That doesn't have to be. If we change our attitude and begin to respect fatherhood, respect motherhood, respect children, respect the home, respect the community, respect the country, respect, we have a pseudo-respect for this. We have a pseudo-respect where we have a nationalism, where we sort of back up our own country. But that is truly a pseudo-activity. The real activity is that we are all in harmony with ourselves and all the world. We are in harmony first as an individual. We like ourselves. We live in a world where we say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And that's for the father and the mother. That's for the man and the woman. When every man and woman says to themselves, I like me, I like me, I like me, they bring balance into their life and they bring balance into their world. And then when this is taught to their children, not to be in confrontation with all the other children or with all of the school learning and with all the opportunities they have, but to find out what it is that they really want to do, not what they have the talent to do, but what they'd really like to do. Children often tell parents that they'd like to be a certain thing when they grow up, and that's all that they know, that's what they've been accustomed to, that's what they've heard about, that's what they've learned, and so they want to be that. And that's the farthest thing in the world, probably, from what they want to be. If every child could be trained to realize that within them is the genius of the universe, within them is all knowledge, within them is all wisdom. Knowledge and wisdom are two things. Within them is all balance, all harmony, all love, unconditional love within them. If this is what the home truly is designed to be and do, and if this is what the home truly does with every one of their children, one or two children in every home would be a beautiful balance, a beautiful program. And every child could receive grateful, joyful benefit from the parent. The parents who work so hard for their large families, or they work so hard for the families where they are trying to live beyond, so to speak, their means, they're not having the joy and the benefit of loving living with their family. They're not having the delight of being in their home and finding in their home the harmony and balance that makes for the home to be a beautiful situation. They can. They can, and some families do. Quite likely, more families do this than we realize, because this is the tendency and the trend. But when this can become more than the tendency and more than the trend, it becomes the absolute condition. It becomes the desire of every heart to live in a balanced home, to live in a balanced world, to live with a balanced job, with a balanced wife and husband and children, to live in a balanced community, to live in a balanced country, to live in a balanced world. And as we choose to live in this balanced world, starting with us as individuals and as families and community, as we choose to do this, we find some magical things take place. Because we begin to have a respect for this world of ours, not that we don't misuse it or do misuse it, but we have a respect that comes from an indwelling awareness that says all is in divine order. We do not have to know why and how things do and how and why things work out. We just say all is in divine order. And as we do that, we have balance in all things. No more wars. Men and women are in balance. We have a better world. We have all things harmonious, beautiful, and fantastic. It's up to each one of us, as an individual, to take our place and say, I like me. To take our place and say, all is in harmony in my world. To take our place and say, my family is a glorious, beautiful, balanced family, starting with me. And I call my children good. I call my wife and husband good. I call my world good. I call my community good. I call my nation good. And all is in balance. My choice. My choice. And because it's my choice, it's up to me to carry it out in every beautiful manner. And I'm ready right now to do that. I'm ready right now to have balance in all things, to look at myself and enjoy what I'm doing, to look at my spouse and enjoy what they are doing, to look at my children and see them as ideal, and to look at my world and realize that because of my attitude, all is in divine order right now and forevermore. Have a glorious day, and know that I love you very much.